From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The head of the White House Council of Economic Advisers, Christina Romer, says the administration is set to propose new economic stimulus measures to help reduce the nation's double-digit unemployment rate.
The sense that we need to do more is overwhelming, that we know there are things that have been working in the Recovery Act that are expiring, like some of the provisions for longer unemployment benefits.
Romer was on ABC's This Week. She also indicated a willingness to negotiate over a proposal to tax high-cost medical insurance plans as a way to help fund an overhaul of the health care system. The president is set to meet with union leaders who oppose that approach tomorrow. The president said today he has no plans to send U.S. troops to either Yemen or Somalia, despite concerns about a rise in terrorist activity in both of those countries. In an interview with People magazine, Mr. Obama said working with international partners is the most effective approach for the U.S. He added that the center of al-Qaeda activity remains the border area between Afghanistan and Pakistan. In Afghanistan, a senior British journalist was killed and his photographer seriously injured when the U.S. Marine vehicle in which they were riding hit a roadside bomb. Larry Miller has the story from London.
Rupert Hamer, the defense correspondent for the Sunday Mirror newspaper, was killed along with a U.S. Marine and an Afghan soldier when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb in Helmand Province. Hamer died at the scene. Photographer Philip Coburn and four U.S. Marines were seriously injured. The two journalists were embedded with the Marines. British Defense Secretary Bob Ainsworth said he knew the men well and was impressed by their hard work and professionalism. A colleague said the 39-year-old Hamer got on with the job and died where he would have wanted to be, right at the front. He leaves a wife and three small children. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A court in the United Arab Emirates has acquitted a member of Abu Dhabi's ruling family of torturing and raping an Afghan national. The fact that the beating was caught on videotape has embarrassed the leadership of the wealthy emirate. NPR's Peter Kenyon has the story from Cairo.
In 2004, a shocking video was released showing Sheikh Isa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, one of the sons of the founder of the UAE, beating a man and stuffing sand down his throat. The victim was also hit with an electric cattle prod and run over repeatedly with an SUV. The judge gave no reason for the acquittal, but Sheikh Isa's lawyer says his client was not responsible for his actions because he was under the influence of drugs. The lawyer said the sheikh had been drugged by two other business associates who filmed the beating in hopes of extorting money from him. Those two associates, Lebanese-American brothers, were convicted and given prison terms in absentia. Prosecutors did not immediately indicate whether or not they would appeal the verdict. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Security forces in Algeria ambushed a group of militants from al-Qaeda's North Africa wing today. 10 militants were killed. This is NPR News. Four bodies were found in Pakistan's largest city, Karachi, today. Three of them had been decapitated. They are the latest victims in ongoing political violence there that has left dozens dead in recent days. Power has finally been restored at Cleveland's Hopkins International Airport after an electrical fire left the airport in the dark for most of the day. But getting flight operations back to normal is expected to take some time. ML Schulze of member station WKSU has the story.
An electrical pole that supplies much of Cleveland Hopkins International caught fire at about 6 a.m. By 7, the airport was dark and a half dozen major airlines were canceling flights throughout the U.S. Airport spokeswoman Jacqueline Mayo says the outage did not affect tower operations, but interrupted just about everything else.
Passengers could not be processed. Screening machines were down, so we couldn't have any departing flights. Carousels didn't work. Ticket counters didn't work. No food. Nothing in the actual airport was working.
First Energy spokesman Neil Durbin says the fire started when road salt dust mixed with moisture in the conductor at the top of a power pole. It caught fire, and the top of the pole burned off. Power was restored by mid-afternoon. For NPR News, I'm ML Schulze.
Gasoline prices have jumped sharply over the past 3 weeks. Prices at the pump were up 14 cents a gallon to $2.74 a gallon on average nationally for self-service regular. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says we haven't seen gas prices that high in some time.
The current price is the highest since late October 08, and it's 96 cents above its year-ago level.
Lundberg blames higher crude oil costs for the rise in gas prices. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.